This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A group of California water agencies that rely on water from the dwindling Colorado River say they can reduce their use by 10% starting in 2023. The agencies supply water to farmers and millions of users. It's the first time California agencies have signaled willingness to make cuts demanded by the federal government. President Joe Biden will visit Colorado next week. CPR's Caitlin Kim has details.
The presidential visit will take place on Wednesday. A source familiar with the trip says Biden will use the visit to declare Camp Hale a national monument. The state's Democratic leaders have been urging Biden to use the Antiquities Act to protect Camp Hale and the 10-mile range. The areas were included in a Colorado public lands bill called the CORE Act, which has stalled in the Senate. Colorado's Republican representatives have said any executive action by Biden would constitute a land grab. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The immigration status of hundreds of thousands of DACA recipients is in question due to a new court ruling. A federal appeals court said this week that the program is illegal, but it left the program's protections in place until a lower court rules on the matter. Tanya Sherez and her husband are DACA recipients. She was at the Capitol for a protest against the court decision.
We upheld our rights in this country, and it was that community, that collective support, that really encouraged me to keep on going when politicians weren't doing their job.
Current DACA recipients can continue to renew their status every 2 years. Weld County is looking for potential foster parents with experience helping traumatized children. The county says it's recruiting people like nurses, social workers, and teachers for its new therapeutic foster program. Many kids in need of post-traumatic care live in group homes or residential treatment facilities. More information is available on the Weld County website. You're listening to CPR News. It is 6:06 in Fort Collins. It is 42 degrees and foggy.